Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
It is a colder start this morning than where we were yesterday, but a really nice Easter weekend on the way. We're going to time out the forecast and show you what to expect hour by hour coming up.
No matter what happens, it's always a tour!
Well, at this point, we know what happened. UNC fans are bummed, still, though, sticking by their team this morning after Alabama defeated the Tar Heels last night.
A shooting at Sandiford Road Community Center left one injured and the suspected shooter leading Raleigh police on a chase. Coming up, I'll tell you what we're still trying to learn from law enforcement about the shooting.
And it's the peak of spring travel season here at RDU. Coming up, what you need to know if you're headed out to the airport or hitting the road this weekend.
Welcome in on your busy start to your weekend, your Friday morning. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, there's spring break. There's schools off. There's a lot of folks take this day off, towards the weekend with that Easter weekend coming. But still, that makes the roads kind of busy sometimes when everybody wants to travel. Anthony Baglione in the WRAL Severe Weather Center right now with a look at our temperatures. We're getting through that temperature change here in the last 24 hours.
We are, yeah. This is kind of the transition morning, if you will, before kind of a warmer afternoon and then a much warmer Easter weekend. Good morning to all of you. Hopefully you've had a great start so far. Let's talk about temperatures, though. Yeah, about 5 to 15 degrees colder than where we were this time yesterday. What that translates to here across the board, mainly 30s and 40s. We're at 45 in Greensboro, Boone at 40, and we're sitting in the, let's say, low to mid 40s across most of the triangle right now. One thing as we go through today that may be a little bit of a factor for us in our weather is we're going to have a brisk kind of wind coming out of the south-southwest. Comes in about 10 to 15 miles per hour, could be gusting up to 25. I don't think, though, that that will make it feel that much colder. It's going to be kind of a warming wind as we head through the next couple of days. Check out this beautiful Easter weekend forecast. It's so nice. Right after the rainfall we saw the past couple of days, to be able to talk about temperatures like this and just the sunshine. 77 on our Saturday, 81 by the time we get into Easter Sunday. It'll be nice and dry, and I'm going to leave you with this picture because it's gorgeous out there. We have the sunshine across the entire state. We will walk through, though, Easter hour by hour and talk more in detail about that coming up in just a few minutes, Brian.
Anthony, here at 8:02, we are watching a crash on the north side of Raleigh. This is on Falls of Neuse Road, just north of Spring Forest Road at Bullard Court. Apparently a crash with injuries. I'm not seeing huge delays out there, but we are seeing at least a little bit of a backup as you head north of Spring Forest Road there on Falls of Neuse. So keep that in mind this morning. That's the only crash that we have reported right now in Wake County or in Durham and Orange counties. Everything's moving along pretty well out there. Of course, with the holiday, many people have the day off, and that's contributing to some very light traffic volume. No trouble on I-40 in either direction all the way through Wake, Durham, and Orange County. 885 is looking good in Durham right now, and I-85 is a smooth ride between Butner and Durham.
We're working to learn more about a shooting and police chase near a community center in Raleigh. At about 2:30 this morning, crews finished cleaning up the crash that ended that chase off Sandiford Road. Nick Perlin is in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker. He tells us both the suspected shooter and the person who was shot are in the hospital this morning.
I'm at police headquarters in downtown Raleigh trying to learn more about a shooting that left one person injured and the suspected shooter leading officers on a chase. There are still a lot of unanswered questions at this time, but what we do know is police responded to a shooting at around 9:30 last night at the Sandiford Community Center. We know one person was taken to the hospital. Now take a look at this video. This is shortly after the shooting. Police say this Jeep Wrangler that you see very badly damaged belonged to the suspected shooter. Police say this person ran from the scene and led police on a short chase, ending in a car crash near Evers Drive, about a half mile from the shooting. Police say that person is also injured and in the hospital. We're still trying to learn the names of the victim as well as the suspect in this case, and of course we're still trying to learn more information about what led to the shooting. Once we have that information, we'll be sure to update you. In Raleigh, Nick Perlin, WRAL News.
And the airport and highways will be busy as we reach that peak travel time for spring break. This is you look live at a beautiful RDU this morning. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey is inside the airport. Kelsey, people traveling for Easter this weekend or spring break should know a few things before they head out the door. It's busy there.
Michelle, they definitely should keep some things in mind between spring break, Easter weekend, and an upcoming solar eclipse. Things here at RDU could get pretty busy. So this weekend and next week are the peak of spring travel season. Here's a look at RDU earlier this morning around 6 o'clock when there was a large crowd in the security line. The FAA is reminding travelers to give themselves a little bit of extra time at the airport, especially next week. They say there could be special security measures like temporary flight restrictions on April 8th. That's because of a solar eclipse. This could impact crowds at airports across the country. Or maybe you're hitting the road this Easter weekend. 60% of people are likely to take a road trip this year, according to a new survey from Nationwide. Law enforcement across the state are cracking down on speeding this holiday weekend. If you're hitting the road this morning, watch out for road workers.
Driving through any kind of work zone or construction zone is especially dangerous, not only for you, not only for the people who may be in the same lane or in the adjacent lane, but also people who are working, trying to repair those roads.
You really need to be careful out there. And if you want any information about all things spring travel season, head to our website, WREL.com. Kelsey Coffey, WREL News, live at RDU.
And gas prices are rising slowly and steadily with spring break and summer vacations ahead. New numbers from AAA this morning show the national average stands at $3.54 a gallon. That is 22 cents more than a month ago. North Carolina's average sits at $3.27. That's up 12 cents from last month. Find the cheapest gas near you by searching Fuel Tracker on WREL.com.
North Carolina men's basketball has won six national championships. Alabama has only made it past the Sweet 16 round of the tournament once in 10 tries. Late last night, the Blue Bloods from Chapel Hill looked like they were going to add to their history. Armando Bacon and RJ Davis, pushed this Tar Heel game out to a first half lead. They were holding it, hanging on in the second half. It was a fast-paced game right up until the end. The Crimson Tide scored the go-ahead basket in the last minute, finished off the upset, finished off the Heels' season. 89-87, the final. Fans who gathered on Franklin Street to watch the game were left disappointed as the team's second-half lead vanished.
I am so upset! This is not okay!
Now, big crowds were out in Chapel Hill last night to see the Heels move on, and those dreams slipped away. Fans who have been supporting the team all season say they are proud of the 29 wins they were able to accomplish.
Yes, we're bummed. Are we going to go out and party anyways? Yes.
Maybe.
Do I still love my boys? Yes!
Fans are left looking forward to next year now. WR's Pat Welter was with the Heels in Los Angeles. Those star players, RJ Davis and Armando Bacot, marking the end of an era.
It wasn't just the end of a season, it was the end of an era. RJ Davis and Armando Bacot will go down as two of the greatest Tar Heels ever. Their legacies filled with memorable, even iconic moments. But their last one together will be of coming up short.
The Sweet 16 is no longer sour.
Alabama beats UNC 89-87 to advance to the Elite Eight in Los Angeles. It was a game of runs. UNC keeping pace with the Crimson Tide's elite offense. Ironically, it was Bama's defense that ultimately was the difference.
Comes down to a play here and there. I've talked all season about, you know, the little details that make big things happen, not just necessarily shots. Rebounds, free throws, loose balls. At the end of the day, they made down the stretch more plays than us, and unfortunately, we came out on the short end.
Davis and Bacot walking off the court together for the last time. A run together that includes the transition to Hubert Davis, making the national title, missing the tournament in this season of redemption. I asked RJ how this game influenced his decision to possibly come back for a fifth season. He said he's been living in the present and honestly didn't even know how to answer. He said the relationships he's had with this team go way beyond basketball. This group was special. Pat Welter, WREL Sports, Los Angeles.
NC State and Duke are still alive in the tournament. The Wolfpack play Marquette in the Sweet 16 round tonight, 7:09 tip-off. And then 30 minutes after that game ends, Duke will play top-seeded Houston. If the Wolfpack and Blue Devils both win, they'll play each other in the Elite Eight on Sunday. WRO's Chris Lee is in Dallas, and he'll have coverage both games tonight.
Durham police are trying to figure out who shot two 13-year-olds in the city on Thursday. Police say the teen boys arrived at a hospital just after 4:30 in the afternoon with gunshot wounds. Officers believe the shooting happened somewhere in the area of Ridgeway Avenue and Lakeland Street. The teens are expected to recover from their injuries. No arrests have been made.
Final preparations are happening right now for the Durham Rescue Mission's Easter community event. The rescue mission expects to serve thousands of people today. And this is video from this morning when those volunteers were out there preparing that food. The meal will include that delicious barbecue they've been chopping up all morning. They'll have hot dogs, baked beans, much more out there. There'll also be an Easter basket giveaway for kids and prize drawings as well. It all gets started at noon.
New technology will help people who are blind hear the upcoming solar eclipse. A look at this exciting step for accessibility coming up.
And we all love a good vacation, right? But how about a trip just for sleeping? We'll explain what sleep tourism is all about and the best places to catch those Z's. That's after the break.
As we check out current temperatures here, at least forecast high temperatures today across our part of the country. Only about a 7-degree difference there from us and Miami. That goes to show you a warmer air mass is on the way. We're going to talk about just how high those temperatures climb for Easter coming up after this break. Welcome back. It is just about 8:15 here on this Friday morning where, of course, we have kind of a colder air mass out there right now. We're going to really start to see a transition, though, as we go through today and especially into this weekend where it's just going to be plain warm by the time we get, especially into our Sunday, Monday, even into Tuesday of next week. We head outside, though, this morning, generally speaking, about 5 to 15 degrees colder than where we were this time yesterday. What that translates to, what you should plan for here if you're still headed out, basically 40s for most of us right now. We did have a couple upper 30s to the north. Everyone, though, in the 40s, between about 40 and 44 is kind of what we're seeing out there this morning. Not a wind chill factor, though, thankfully, so it's not feeling any colder than those temperatures, but you still may want to dress a little bit in layers here this morning, and then you can shed some of those this afternoon. 67 is our normal high for this time of the year. We go close to 70 today, 77 tomorrow, 81 on Sunday, Easter Sunday, 84 Monday, 83 degrees by the time we get to Tuesday, well above where we should be for this time of the year. So I think everyone's probably going to be happy, including the Easter Bunny right there on this graphic. Upper 60s for our Friday. Notice winds could be just a little bit of a factor for us today coming out of the northwest at about 10 to 20. So there may be just a bit of a breeze that goes through the southwesterly direction here Saturday, Sunday. What that will do is kind of bring some of that warmer air in from the Gulf of Mexico and make our forecast looking pretty good. Sunrise services here early Sunday morning. The sunrise is right around 7:01. I'd plan for temperatures mainly in the mid to upper 50s, and then it's a quick warm-up. 81 by the afternoon. It'll be a sunglasses, even kind of shorts day if you're headed out or just enjoying your Easter Sunday. Heading to the beaches across the state, here's a look at Saturday specifically, very comparable into Sunday. 74, Wilmington, 67, Wrightsville Beach, 66, a comfortable 66 there at Nag's Head here to start the weekend. We have a couple things to talk about here over the next 7 days, though. So, of course, Easter weekend, upper 60s today. We go to 77 tomorrow. 81 on Sunday. You notice there's a couple little chances of some rain. The 20% chance there Sunday night would be north of the triangle. There's kind of a clipper system coming through South Hill, Mecklenburg County. I think that's the only area that may see a light sprinkle. Monday night, that potential is there for everyone. And then Tuesday night, of course, Tuesday being the Durham Bulls home opener. At this point, it looks like the rainfall would hold off on Tuesday until late in the night and early Wednesday morning. We're going to keep watching that. But still, regardless, temperatures there, Brian, in the 80s.
Anthony, it is just about 8:17 right now, all new on the north side of Raleigh. It looks like that earlier crash on Falls of Neuse Road just north of Spring Forest Road has cleared. It's at Bullard Court. And I just looked at some higher resolution sensor data. It looks like traffic's flowing freely through there, so that is either cleared or been moved into a parking lot at this point. Elsewhere around the triangle, still looking fine with no problems showing up on major routes anywhere in Wake County. No other crashes reported. Also quiet in Durham, Chapel Hill, and Hillsborough. Of course, it is a holiday. A lot of people are not working today, not going to school, so we have very light volume as we take a live look at Cary, I-40 at Harrison Avenue, with westbound traffic heading away from us from Raleigh out toward the airport. If you're heading to RDU, no delays on 40 westbound from Wade Avenue. Looking good out of North Raleigh on 540 westbound, and the trip coming in from Chapel Hill through South Durham, seeing just a one-minute delay as you head eastbound on I-40 out to the RDU exits.
Today, the search continues for the bodies of four missing workers, and it's days now after the Francis Scott Key Bridge has collapsed in Baltimore. Massive cranes and barges just arrived within the past half hour or so as the Army Corps of Engineers will work to reopen America's ninth busiest port. Yesterday, we got an up-close look at this container ship that crashed into the bridge and brought it down. It was crushed under large pieces of steel that experts say weigh somewhere between 3,000 and 4,000 tons, and that's where those cranes will be crucial. They are able to pick up 1,000 tons at a time.
And Jeff, here in the WRA Live Center, we want to give our viewers a live look at those barges and heavy crane, the heavy equipment that you just mentioned. This is live video coming into our newsroom, courtesy of WJLA there in Washington, D.C. Of course, this is around the bridge collapse there in Baltimore. This heavy equipment, according to experts, will start this salvage operation and taking these huge chunks of the bridge out of the water. And according to some experts, once that crane starts working, the operation is going to move rather quickly because the goal here is to, first of all, as you mentioned, Jeff, to resume the search for those bodies that have been encased in a lot of the debris and murky waters beneath that bridge also. And the other thing is to get this port reopened again because port traffic is completely halted. Baltimore's port is the ninth busiest in the country, so it's imperative that they get this work done and to get that port reopened again. Of course, we'll keep monitoring this story for any new developments and see how the work is going there in Baltimore.
Ken, thanks for that update. UNC law students say they're disappointed with the judge's decision to deny the release of Raleigh police body cam footage showing a so-called quick knock warrant. This involves a case from 2021 when police stormed into the home of Amir Aboud seconds after knocking on the door. The judge says too much time has passed since the warrant was served and the execution of the warrant was done in an orderly and standard process. They also say the video doesn't have a compelling public interest. Students with the UNC Civil Legal Assistance Clinic, who represent Aboud, say this outcome has strong grounds for an appeal, but the decision to file one is up to their client.
And I have a lot of concern with the fact that the release of this footage was denied. Mm-hmm. I feel like we're not giving citizens the ability to even see that quick knock warrants are happening.
Executing these warrants, you know, and barging the door within a few seconds, it doesn't really give people in the home even time to react.
The students also made the argument that body cameras are meant to establish a sense of transparency to the public. And they argue if you deny that transparency, you're denying the very thing taxpayers are paying for.
The state has surpassed its goal of electric vehicle registrations 2 years early. 80,000 EVs are on the road in North Carolina, which is a milestone in the fight against climate change. It also means an increased demand for charging stations. The DOT has funded more than 1,000 charging ports across the state, and in the coming weeks, will release a proposal for the first round of fast chargers across the state.
A new travel craze has people booking getaways for a chance to get some rest. Sleep tourism has been a growing craze for several years, but it's become even more popular since the pandemic. Research shows people are more focused on wellness and well-being since then. And to that end, more hotels and resorts around the world are offering sleep-focused vacations. That includes sleep-enhancing amenities like innovative soundproof rooms, ambient lighting, and no distractions like televisions or phones.
Was the rest you got on your sleep vacation worth the trip?
Honestly, when I embarked on this journey, I was expecting it not to be, and I really was surprised that I truly got some of the best sleep I had ever had.
Some resorts and spas are also offering AI-equipped smart beds, meditation, and yoga as part of their sleep tourism packages. Ideally, experts say we should be getting at least 7 to 8 hours of sleep a night.
Believe it or not, a new technology will let people who are blind hear the upcoming solar eclipse. Astronomers are working on the Light Sound Project to create devices that turn light from the sky into sound for people who are blind or visually impaired. The new technology is meant to allow everyone to experience the rare total solar eclipse.
It's going to be inclusive, and having any technology that makes it possible for us to have an experience, an actual experience, rather than somebody simply describing it to us, is always fantastic.
Yeah, that is just so cool. The light sound devices will be at many public gatherings and cities where the eclipse will be visible on April 8th. And the White House is getting ready for its annual Easter egg roll. They expect 40,000 people to roll those colorful Easter eggs on the White House lawn on Monday. That's about 10,000 more than last year. The theme First Lady Jill Biden chose this year is egg-education. Different stations will teach children about farming, health, eating, exercise, and more. A large schoolhouse will be set up on the lawn with fun activities like a fossil dig. That's pretty cool. All right, we'll be right back.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good morning. Happy Friday. Time now is 8:26. I'm Michelle McConaughey. A little chilly right now, but we are warming up so nice this afternoon. And this weekend's going to be beautiful. Meteorologist Anthony Baglione showing us where we're standing right now. You do need the coat this morning, Anthony.
Yeah, definitely getting started this morning. It's a little bit cold. We have temperatures in the 40s for everyone, Michelle. 42 currently in Raleigh and Durham, 45 in Roxborough. So what I'd say is if you can have the coat this morning, and then you likely won't need it, especially this weekend, but probably about later on this afternoon. We go for the upper 60s today, 77 degrees on our Saturday, and then a steady climb there into the low to mid 80s Monday, Tuesday. Easter Sunday is looking great. It's just going to be warm. Temperatures again, 60s, 70s, and 80s. A southwest wind there could make it a little bit breezy both Saturday and Sunday. On the whole, though, here looking great for any travel, Brian.
It's 8:27 right now, Anthony. We still have a crash reported up on the north side of Raleigh at Falls of Neuse Road and Bullard Court, which is just north of Spring Forest Road. I'm not seeing big delays there. I think this has largely been cleared or moved into a parking lot. Just a heads up, if you're heading through that area, you could see some flashing lights. Very light traffic volume on this holiday as we take a look at those major approaches into Raleigh right now. Not seeing any delays on I-40 in either direction. And just a 3-minute slowdown coming in from Wake Forest on southbound Capitol Boulevard. We're also looking good in Durham with no trouble showing up on 885.
Thanks, Brian. A person is in critical condition after a shooting near Sanderford Road Community Center last night in Raleigh. The suspected shooter is also in serious condition. Police say he ran away, led officers on a chase, and crashed his car nearby. Coming up next on Fox 50, spring break travel is hitting its peak. What you need to know before you hit the road or the airport. And up next on Today, Mr. Smith goes to his next chapter, celebrating the legendary career of NBC News correspondent Harry Smith.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
It is a chilly start for us this morning, but we have the sunshine and it's going to set us up for a beautiful Easter weekend. Coming up here, we're going to time out an hour by hour look at our Easter forecast.
And fans are disappointed after UNC knocked out of the Sweet 16 last night. Why this loss marks the end of an era for the team.
Someone is in the hospital after being shot near a community center in Raleigh. What we know about a chase and serious crash after that shooting and the questions we still have this morning.
Plus, spring break travel is at its peak as you look live at RDU this morning. What you need to be aware of as you leave for your Easter or vacation plans this weekend. It's going to be busy, busy out there at the airport and on the roads. So just keep that in mind if you're traveling today. Thanks for joining us. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Jeff Hovind. Yeah, great to have you along here on a Friday. If you're having like a little sleep vacation at home, you know, because you're off. Welcome. We're glad you're with
you.
Us. Yeah, we're glad you're with us. No worries. You know, Anthony Baglione over in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. This is a pretty view here, Anthony, but it's still cold out there yet.
It is, yeah. If you're having that sleep vacation at home, you're lucking out because temperatures are a little bit chilly. It kind of hits you in the face just a little bit as you head out this morning. A nice shot, though, for our Lake Gaston camera. I think this could be a very popular place as we head into this weekend. The beaches, the mountains, likely all going to be pretty packed here with some beautiful weather expected. We go for highs today right around 68 degrees, so it's chilly definitely this morning. If you're headed out, maybe going fishing or something like that, I think this afternoon will look better for that. And then temperatures drop there into the 50s later on tonight. Winds are relatively calm. We're at the most about 7-8 miles an hour currently. What that's doing is really not allowing for much of a wind chill factor right now. It's mainly in the 40s across the area. We head for a comfortable 69 there in Raleigh, Durham, Roxborough, 67 in South Hill, low 70s for our southern areas. It'll feel comfortable too. We look ahead though to next week, kind of getting us back home from the Easter holiday. This is on Monday. It's going to be ahead of a new storm system that's starting to form. There could be some decently active weather here in the central parts of the country. We're going to have a look here at the longer range models and show you where this system is potentially headed and if it'll affect us, Brian, in just a few minutes.
Anthony, a quick check of traffic here at 8:32. The only crash that I'm following in the triangle right now is in North Raleigh. A report of a crash at Falls of Neuse Road at Bullard Court, which is just north of Spring Forest Road. I'm not seeing any big delays with that one. I think it's likely been completely cleared or moved into a parking lot. Traffic seems to be flowing pretty well there on Falls of Neuse. Elsewhere around the triangle, looking good in Wake County. Again, no big problems with traffic delays on our major routes because it is a holiday, very light volume. And in Durham right now, as we take a look at those major approaches into the Bull City, we're not looking at any delays on 40 westbound. It's a smooth trip from Wade Avenue to 885. And out of Hillsboro right now, 85 northbound also looking fine as you head out toward the 147 interchange.
If traveling this weekend for work or fun, be prepared for some traffic on the roads and in the airport. This is a live look out at Terminal 2, RDU International. WRL's Kelsey Coffey explains there'll be a lot of folks on the move for Easter weekend and spring break trips.
Spring break, Easter weekend, and an upcoming solar eclipse could all impact travelers here at RDU. This weekend and next week are going to be the peak of spring travel season. Here's a look at crowds here at RDU around 6 o'clock this morning. The FAA is reminding travelers, give yourself a little extra time at the airport, especially next week. They say there could be special security measures like temporary flight restrictions on April 8th. That's because of a solar eclipse. This could impact crowds at airports across the country. Or maybe you're hitting the road this Easter weekend. 60% of people are likely to take a road trip this year. That's according to a survey from Nationwide. Law enforcement across the state are cracking down on speeding this holiday weekend.
Every spring, the number of people who are on the road increase. And, you know, they're going from place to place, often for vacation, a little more for work, with the warmer weather. So with that comes an increase in speed-related crashes.
Definitely be safe out there on those roadways. And if you want any information about all things spring travel season, head to our website, WRL.com. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News at RDU.
This morning, there's a lot we're trying to piece together about a shooting and a police chase near a community center in Raleigh. At about 2:30 this morning, crews finished cleaning up the crash that ended the chase off of Sanderford Road. Nick Perlin and the WRL Breaking News Tracker tells us both the suspected shooter and the person who was shot are in the hospital this morning.
I'm at police headquarters in downtown Raleigh trying to learn more about a shooting that left one person injured and the suspected shooter leading officers on a chase. There are still a lot of unanswered questions at this time, but what we do know is police responded to a shooting at around 9:30 last night at the Sanderford Community Center. We know one person was taken to the hospital. Now take a look at this video. This is shortly after the shooting. Police say this Jeep Wrangler that you see very badly damaged belonged to the suspected shooter. Police say this person ran from the scene and led police on a short chase, ending in a car crash near Evers Drive, about a half mile from the shooting. Police say that person is also injured and in the hospital. We're still trying to learn the names of the victim as well as the suspect in this case, and of course we're still trying to learn more information about what led to the shooting. Once we have that information, we'll be sure to update you. In Raleigh, Nick Perlin, WRL News.
Sweet 16 round of the NCAA men's basketball tournament. Quality teams throughout at this point of the big dance. North Carolina and Alabama, a fast-paced game that ended late last night. Armando Bacot there. RJ Davis, they pushed the Tar Heels out to a first half lead, and they were hanging in there late until the Crimson Tide scored a go-ahead basket in the last minute. That finished off the upset and the Heels season. The first one seed knocked out of March Madness, 89-87 the final. Now, fans who gathered on Franklin Street to watch this game were left disappointed as the team's second half lead vanished, but they still say they love their team.
Go Heels!
Go Heels!
Carolina basketball forever!
Forever!
Big crowds were out in Chapel Hill last night to see the Heels move on, but those dreams slipped away. Fans who have been supporting the team all season say they're still proud of the 29 wins the Heels were able to accomplish.
I'm a UNC fan all the way. Been here since freshman year and going strong. Woo! Let's go Tar Heels!
Next year is our year.
Next year, you heard it. Fans, that's what they have left to look forward to next year. Coming up in 10 minutes, we'll have a look at the Triangle teams still hoping to make that move on in the NCAA tournament. Duke and NC State both on the court. Elite Eight spots on the line.
And the Tar Heels' upsetting loss marks the end of an era in Chapel Hill. Armando Bacot is moving on to the pro game, and RJ Davis may be joining him. After the game, they talked about their time in Chapel Hill.
This year with this team and the amount of fun we had and how hard we played, it really, thankful all of us, made our love for having basketball and playing at a school like this. I mean, it was just the best experience.
Me and Mondo have a lot of love for this place, and we didn't want things to end how it did last year and wanted to kind of just come back and just restore success in this program.
Bacot and Davis were hoping to go all the way this year after losing in the national championship game in 2022. Last season, the team missed the tournament altogether.
Durham police are trying to figure out who shot two 13-year-olds in the city Thursday. Police say the teen boys arrived at a hospital just after 4:30 in the afternoon with gunshot wounds. Officers believe the shooting happened somewhere in the area of Ridgeway Avenue and Lakeland Street. The teens are expected to recover from their injuries. No arrests have been made.
Former senator and vice presidential candidate Joe Lieberman will be laid to rest today. The service will happen in his hometown of Stamford, Connecticut. The 82-year-old died Wednesday afternoon following complications from a fall. Lieberman is best known as being Al Gore's vice presidential running mate in the 2000 election. He was first elected to the Senate as a Democrat in 1988. He served until 2013.
We'll learn more today about a fight between two students in Lenoir County that led to a deputy being hurt. Sheriff's office will hold a news conference at 11 o'clock in Kinston this morning. The sheriff's office says Deputy Christopher Little was hurt while trying to break up the fight on a bus at Lenoir County Learning Academy Wednesday. An injury on his head required 18 staples. Students face charges, including assault.
Final preparations are happening right now for the Durham Rescue Mission's Easter community event. Are you hungry yet? The Rescue Mission expects to serve thousands today. This is video from this morning when the volunteers were preparing all that amazing food. The meal will include barbecue, hot dogs, baked beans, and more. There will also be an Easter basket giveaway for kids and prize drawings as well. It all gets started at noon.
And today is National Vietnam War Veterans Day. A day to thank and honor Vietnam-era veterans and their families. The Fort Liberty South Commissary is commemorating the 55th anniversary of the Vietnam War today. Those who served in Vietnam will receive lapel pins during a ceremony that gets started at 11 a.m.
Saturday night's Powerball jackpot is one of the biggest ever. The top prize is estimated at $935 million, and that's the fifth biggest it has ever been. There have been 37 drawings in a row without anyone hitting the jackpot. You can watch live Saturday night to see if you have the lucky ticket. The drawing happens right before our 11 o'clock news on WREL.
We're at 8:40 right now. Coming up, NC State and Duke are fighting for spots in the Elite Eight today. And WRL's Chris Lee is in Big D with how the teams are preparing for their games.
Plus, we'll take you live out to beautiful Pinehurst this morning. We are in for a treat this weekend. Anthony Baglione has your gorgeous Easter weekend forecast next. Welcome back. This is a beautiful live look over the DBAP in Durham. Sunny, blue skies. Temperatures are going to warm up this afternoon, and this weekend is going to be gorgeous. You're watching WREL News, available on YouTube and the WREL app on your TV or streaming device. Anthony Baglione in for us this morning. Anthony, I don't think we're going to need any jackets this weekend. It's going to be gorgeous.
No, I'm glad I get to kind of deliver the forecast, which I'm looking forward to here, and I'm hoping many people are too. 80s on the way. We have sunshine. The rainfall is out of here, so we did need a little bit of rain. But thankfully, timing-wise, it came in the past couple of days. And then for any travel things going on, we're going to be looking great. What we have going on here across our part of the country right now, a couple things to mention. There's a center of high pressure down to the south. We talk about high and low pressure all the time. What that essentially is, first of all, you can see the winds around that go in a clockwise direction. What that's doing for us today is kind of drawing in some of that warmer air. You can think of Florida, the deep south. That's getting almost pumped into our direction, and we'll really start warming up our air mass here into the weekend. Also, under high pressure, it acts as a sinking mechanism. The air has a kind of a hard time getting up into the atmosphere and forming storms. So as a result, we are quiet here, likely until probably Tuesday night and Wednesday when we get our next system coming through. We're going to touch on that here in just a second. 40s for everyone, though, currently. 42. Good morning to you in Raleigh. We're at 43 as we head towards Southern Pines. So, yeah, it's definitely a chilly start for us right now, but it is going to slowly start to warm up in the upper 60s for us today. 77 tomorrow. We go to 81 on Easter Sunday, and then even beyond that, we get into the 83, 84 degree range as we head into the early part of next week. Kind of a closer look for you at Easter Sunday. Those sunrise services, by the way, the sunrise is at 7:01, should be in the 50s for us, right around 62 at 9 o'clock. A pretty steady warm-up, though. If you're having, let's say, lunch plans, evening plans, anything you have going will be just fine. And I was just looking a second ago, as far as humidity levels are concerned, they do not start going up until potentially Tuesday, where we have just a smidge of humidity working into the area. It's going to be a comfortable 80-degree reading, but still feeling decently warm. It goes to show you, though, with that warmer weather on the way, there's some kind of potential spring turbulence in the atmosphere, if you will. This is a look at Monday, where the Storm Prediction Center already has an area outlined there in the central parts of the country for a decent chance of severe weather. We're going to have to watch this system as it gets closer to us. It looks as of now like it would lose some energy by the time it gets to our neck of the woods, but they also have outlined there into Tuesday a possible severe threat. Wednesday would be the time frame that we are looking at least some scattered storms. It's too early to determine, I think, if we'll see severe weather. It does not look like a great chance right now. 77 there on our Saturday, 81 for Easter Sunday. Nice and dry there Monday and Tuesday. Just definitely a warm, almost summer-like pattern, Brian.
Anthony, following some breaking news right now in Robeson County. When I zoom into that area on the map, we have a crash that has closed all lanes of I-95 southbound right around the 301 interchange there in the St. Paul's area. It's on the north side of Robeson County. There at the top of the map, you can see a little bit of red showing up there. So as you're leaving Hope Mills in southern Cumberland County, heading down toward the St. Paul's area, you're running into some backups. You're looking at several miles of delays there as they try to get that traffic off of 95 southbound and on to 301. If you're trying to avoid all that, leaving Hope Mills, stay on 301, take it all the way down through St. Paul's, and then you can cut back to 95 on the other side of that closure. DOT says it may not reopen till 10 o'clock this morning. We're working to learn exactly what's going on down there. Have another update for you in a few minutes.
From Easter egg hunts to one tough rodeo, there are tons of family-friendly events coming up this weekend. And WRL Lifestyle editor Kathy Hanrahan has the details in Out and About's Best Bets. Kathy, let's start off with the event in Durham today.
Okay, we got to kick things off today at Durham Bulls Athletic Park. They're hosting their Fan Fest. Okay, we've got two sessions, one from 3 to 5 and another from 6:30 to 9 p.m. You get to play catch on the field. You can take batting practice. Limited tickets are available for this event. It's free, but you do have to reserve a ticket before you go.
Nothing says spring like a little BP at the ballpark. That is great. What about last-minute egg hunts happening this weekend?
You've got a lot of chances, okay? Easter is this weekend. We've got some chances for you to see the bunny and get some eggs, okay? There is a free community Easter egg hunt at Shelter 3 at Pullen Park in Raleigh on Saturday, noon to 2 p.m. In Durham, Duke Homestead is hosting a free egg hunt from 10 a.m. to noon on Saturday. Also in Durham, this is really cool. First Calvary Baptist Church is presenting a helicopter egg drop starting at 11 a.m. at Rogers Herr Middle School.
This is one that's amazing to me every time I see it. The rodeo is in town. It is some tough folks.
I love the rodeo. Okay, the World's Toughest Rodeo is happening over at PNC Arena on Saturday. A great family-friendly pick for the weekend. There's going to be bull riding, barrel racing, a stunt show. Your tickets include admission to the pre-show from 6 to 7 p.m. on the dirt. so wear shoes ready for the dirt. Families can enjoy pony rides, meet the Cowboys, even get a little behind-the-scenes tour.
That is so cool. Truckloads of dirt they bring in for that. And it's a cool event if you've never seen it. You can get more information about these events and much more happening this weekend by going to WRL.com. Search keyword out and about. Kathy, thanks.
Tonight, NC State and Duke take the court trying to keep their NCAA championship hopes alive. They are both playing in Dallas tonight, looking to advance to the Elite Eight. WRL's Chris Lee is at the American Airlines Center with a look ahead to how the Wolfpack and Blue Devils are preparing for those crucial games.
Duke and NC State could be on a collision course here in Dallas as a way to get to the Final Four, but before they get there, they have some sweet challenges ahead. The Wolfpack are taking on a Marquette Golden Eagles team that features excellent guard play, but the Pack have been dominating in the paint their last seven games, which could be the recipe to get to the Elite Eight.
With our front court, with all the things that we can do, the differences that we all have in each other, I think we're going to be able to do a lot of big things if we keep playing like we are.
Duke has to match Houston's physicality. The Blue Devils are used to taking everyone's best shot, but their key to victory is to give the Cougars their best shot early in the game.
They're going to try and muck up the game early, and you know, I think just how we start the game like we did against JMU is going to be a really big thing and a really big test for us. And I think just being poised and just limiting turnovers is going to be a huge thing.
Now, this will be the first time for Duke and Houston going against each other. However, Marquette and NC State have gone against each other five times in the past, most famously the 1974 national championship game that NC State won.
And tip-off for NC State's game against Marquette is tonight at 7:09 p.m. 30 minutes after that game ends, Duke will play top-seeded Houston. If the Wolfpack and Blue Devils both win, they will play each other in the Elite Eight on Sunday. WRL's Chris Lee will have coverage of the results of both of those games tonight. And then the NC State women's will hit the court tonight in Portland. They'll take on Stanford at 7:30. And tomorrow, seventh-seeded Duke will try to outplay UConn. That game is happening at 8 p.m. Look for all the post-game action right here on WREL.
Entertainment news now. The first look at a comedy about the start of Pop-Tarts. And Beyoncé's highly anticipated Cowboy Carter is out now. Ashley Dvorkin has that in today's Hollywood Nation.
You Kellogg's people.
The Battle of the Breakfast Cereals, an honor for Quaid, and new music for the Beehive in today's Hollywood Nation. Cowboy Carter has arrived. Beyoncé's highly anticipated new album is out now. The superstar released the full track list earlier this week, adding to the excitement. Beyoncé already made history with the previously released tune, Texas Hold'em, becoming the first black woman to top Billboard's Hot Country Songs chart. They're back for more Big Apple drama. All of the new six stars of Bravo's The Real Housewives of New York City season 14 will be back for season 15. More details on the new season will be announced at a later date. Dennis Quaid will get the Cinema Icon Award at CinemaCon this year. The actor, musician, and philanthropist will be presented the honor at the Big Screen Achievement Awards April 11th. CinemaCon, the official convention of the National Association of Theater Owners, runs April 8th through 11th in Las Vegas.
Liftoff.
Today's First Looks is a tale of the start of the Pop-Tart. Jerry Seinfeld's directorial debut, Unfrosted, is an imaginative story about cereal rivals Kellogg and Post as they race to create a pastry which can change breakfast forever. Seinfeld co-wrote and stars in the comedy, with a cast including Melissa McCarthy, Jim Gaffigan, Hugh Grant, and Amy Schumer. Unfrosted premieres on Netflix May 3rd.
How did it get this far?
This is Ashley Dvorkin reporting. Uber and Lyft are offering discounted rides to celebrate Beyoncé's new release. And this weekend, if you use the promo code 16Carriages, you can get 16% off an Uber ride. It's a reference to a song from the album. That's until Saturday at midnight. Lyft is offering 60% off rides up to $20 with the code LIFTING with two I's. The two I's appear on many of Beyoncé's track lists because this album is considered Act Two, a follow-up to 2022's Renaissance album.
Very cool. All right, before we go to break, here are your winning lottery numbers. We'll get another check on weather and traffic coming up next.